You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
If you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all that hectic holiday traffic, why not save time and money with Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. It's a no-brainer during the holidays when you're sending more mail and packages. Whether you're selling online or running an office, Stamps.com can save you some stress during the holidays. Access all the shipping services you need without leaving the house. Plus, get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code USA for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code USA.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is making the holidays brighter for our nation's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. For many of these families, the holidays are a tough reminder of the sacrifice their hero made for us. The foundation is giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve during its season of hope. With each mortgage-free home, the foundation is delivering on its promise to do good and never forget. For some of these families, they have the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home that they picked with their loved one, the home where they made precious holiday memories. For families in a new home, they're creating memories they'll cherish forever. All of this is possible because of your generosity. Support America's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only. Water test completed.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At least five people have died when a powerful storm system swept across the Great Plains and Midwest. More than 20 unconfirmed tornadoes reported on Wednesday, mostly in eastern Nebraska and Iowa. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses remain without power. Survivors of a tornado that leveled a Kentucky candle factory have filed a lawsuit against their employer. They claim Mayfield Consumer Products demonstrated flagrant indifference by refusing to allow employees to go home early. Prosecutors resting their case against Kim Potter, the Minnesota police officer charged in the shooting death of black motorist Dante Wright.
Prosecutors wrapped up their week-long case Thursday morning, and now Kim Potter's defense attorneys have their turn, starting with character witnesses. She has said she meant to draw her taser instead of her handgun while attempting to stop Wright from driving away during an arrest. Yesterday, jurors heard from law professor Seth Stoughton, a use-of-force expert who also testified at the Derek Chauvin trial.
The use of force was apparently excessive and inappropriate.
In cross-examination, the defense got Stoughton to agree that Wright would not have been shot if he hadn't tried to get away. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, another jump in home construction. in the U.S.
Home construction rose by nearly 12% in November, with strong demand boosting builder confidence. The Commerce Department says the seasonally adjusted annual rate was 8% higher than at this time a year ago. Construction of single-family homes and apartments were both up by more than 10% from October. The Northeast posted the biggest gain at 27%, while activity in the Midwest declined by 7%. Mike Hempen, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks now lower. The Dow off 85 points. The NASDAQ 414 in the red. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. It's official. Las Vegas, the entertainment and sports capital of the world, will play host to Super Bowl 58. The NFL's big game was originally awarded to New Orleans, but when the league recently added a 17th game to its regular season schedule, that pushed the 2024 Super Bowl to February 11th, which would be a direct conflict with Mardi Gras in New Orleans. So the city gave up the Super Bowl 58 in return for getting Super Bowl 59 in 2025. Las Vegas is already playing host to the NFL Pro Bowl in February and the NFL Draft in April. Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to inch upward, creeping up 0.1% to 7.8%. That's an increase of more than 1.4 percentage points over just a month ago. The Silver State is about to get a new lieutenant governor. Governor Steve Sisolak has chosen Lisa Cano Burkhead to replace Kate Marshall. Marshall left the post in September to join the Biden administration as a senior liaison to state governors. A just-retired Clark County High School principal says she plans to run for the post again in 2022.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look out for a crash. It's on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern. The right lane is blocked there, and complicating that, there's only two lanes available through that construction zone. That's both directions on Interstate 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it.
That's enough!
The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, December 16th. Good to have you with us. Big show planned for you. We'll get to it in due time. We're also something that Clay and Buck were talking about, University of Pennsylvania swimmer that's like, setting new records, winning races by 38 seconds. I mean, there's something really weird going on. It's the transgender thing. We'll talk about that in due time. First, I want to check in with Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustees, a member. And first of all, Kevin, how you feeling? I know you've been under the weather. You've had COVID. You've had all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, Kevin, thank you for having me on your show. I'm getting better. My mom's getting better. She's listening to you by the radio. She loves your show.
God bless
her.
Like
many folks in the Valley do.
I just love that. But you are feeling better?
Absolutely. I've got after effects like can't taste, can't smell. But you know what? I'm alive, and I'm going to get better. I mean, each day is a good day, Kevin.
There you go. I want to ask you about something that the Clark County School District Board of Trustees did last week. And that is essentially roll back some stuff that was done back in, I think it was 2017, when they supposedly were going to break up the fifth largest school district in the country, which is now the fourth largest school district in the country. But they were trying to undo what was done back in 2017. Can you talk a little bit about, because this was your era, tell us what was going on back then.
All right, so back then, they were talking about splitting up the school district, and we know we can't do that because how the Valley is laid out. And you got the North Las Vegas, City of Las Vegas, Clark County, Henderson, Boulder City, Mesquite, all around Sandy Valley. And if you do that, you would hurt attendances, and you couldn't cross lines. So what they came up with, the legislators said the money follows the student. I thought that was a great plan because, again, money should follow that student because it's the taxpayers' dollars, and it should be attached to that child. And as you know, that we have magnet schools that are school choice that we put together. But AB 469, Assembly Bill AB 469, was headed by Roberson, Ford, and Gardner. And they wanted to put this together and put school organizational teams at schools that they could say they had to say so for that money. So if you had, so it was a 85-15 split. 85 went to the school and it went to the number of kids, and they would have their, they called strategic budget. So they would be able to pick and choose how they wanted to spend that money at their school. And that's why you had, they called the, you know, school organizational teams. Well, what happened on last Thursday, six of the trustees voted against it. By the way, that is law, Kevin. AB 469 was law. I don't know how they got, I know they'll probably catch a flack. I'm surprised Aaron Ford's not out there screaming and yelling and saying, I'm going to throw a lawsuit at Clark County, because, again, it should, because the money, they say they can't operate the central office on 15%. Well, the superintendent, as you know, gave big raises before he was going to leave his superintendency, remember? And yet they have there's some shenanigans going on, and none of the trustees, they're just going right along with what the superintendent, you know, put on the agenda. And parents should be outraged. I mean, your listeners should be outraged. We should have meetings, and I would be more than happy to sit and talk to a lot of the parents and stuff, because, again, I'll be always involved, and thank you for having me on your show, because education is big right now, and we're now in the last position in the nation when it comes to school education. Our rates, as you know, our math rates, our reading rates are right at 30%, and that's sad. When I left that office, we were at 38%, and we were at 38 ranked in the nation. So, again, there's something wrong. Somebody's not managing it right, Kevin.
Well, okay, so they gave the principals a budget that they could finagle any way they wanted, and now they're going to not do that?
Correct. They took that away from them. They're taking all the decision making away from some of the from those schools and putting it back into central office, which is really sad, because what does central office do? They're so far removed from those schools and the principal and the parents and the teachers that were on that board at that school, which was the school organizational team, could find out where they could pick and choose if they had a failure somewhere, that they could pounce on it right away and correct it right away.
So we've gone back on this idea of breaking up, and I still hear people that say we need to break up this school district. But we've even gotten away from the 2017 edict, which was let's give a little bit of autonomy to the principals. So we're not going to do that. What are we going to do instead? Do we know yet?
Well, as they said on Thursday night, they're going to give more power to the superintendent and central office. Again, that's where a lot of some of your money is going to be wasted. I mean, again, when as you know, that the superintendent, before he was leaving, he gave everybody raises, put almost $50,000-$60,000, which came out to probably $500,000 worth of raises. And if you can do that, there's something wrong there. And then all of a sudden, now you're saying you don't have enough money to operate the school district in central office. Those trustees need to look at their budget. They need to look at each office and find out and go to the superintendent and say, do your cuts, come back and tell us where you need to cut to be more efficient. You just can't add more, Kevin. You got to see how you can subtract more, because it's basic math and it's basic business. But have most of those girls on that board, they're not business people. You need to get business people, because that's where you're going to succeed. That's why I used to ask all the questions about audits, and they went after me. They made fibs about me. And again, Kevin, really sad. We need to focus on this budget, because that's how you're going to help these kids out achieve what they need. And it needs to be at the principal level.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former Board of Trustee member, who might eventually. Would you ever run again? I'm just curious.
I want to run for an office, but I'm not sure where I want to run. And it might be, you know, if I'm still in the same district, we're going to find out. I might, or I might run for assembly, because everything's changed now. And I think maybe if I do, I think assembly would be more, because I get to, you know, be a little bit more boisterous and go and write bills to stop some of this mess at these public schools, because they have more than enough money now to adequately educate our children.
Let me just ask you, and this is something that comes up a lot, the whole notion of Jesus Jara, he is staying, but for how long? Do you? My prediction was that he would probably come back and be sending out resumes like crazy over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, and then find another gig somewhere else. That was the way I projected it. What do you see as far as the future for Jesus Jara?
So you have to understand how the PERS system works. You have to get 5 years in PERS to be paid 83% of your salary. Well, remember, he's only got 3 years in, and these extra 2 years would make him five. So that's when I talked to you on your last show, I said he wouldn't want to leave. He wants to make sure he gets his next 2 years, because if he's making $230,000, guess what? 83% of that, that's for your rest of your life, your paycheck from PERS, from Nevada PERS. So I knew he was going to make a deal to make sure that he would get his extra 2 years to make it five, to be vetted in that PERS system. So I was kind of shocked that they kept him around. I'm shocked that they allowed him to come back. I mean, there's failing grades going on. The schools, people are upset. The principals are upset. Parents are upset. I don't know what's going on with the teachers union, but they need to they need to take a hard look at it, because teachers union, out of 18,000 teachers, only represent about, I think last time it was like 53% of them, because all the teachers are starting to get upset with the teachers because another issue called their health care system is in, you know, disarray again. It seems to be a problem, and they need to get rid of that. The school district need to take over that.
I thought the Board of Trustees fixed that, and they sent $20 million or some unbelievable figure to this insurance company to properly fund their health care.
Yeah, they patched the hole instead of addressing the issue of where did they lose all that money. And still the teachers are not getting the best health care. And I think that it could be self-done by the district, because they have, and they would save a lot more money. And we would make sure that nobody else put their hand in a cookie jar, allegedly taking money out of the teacher's health trust, which was another big issue that we had when I was a school board, which they've always had, Kevin. And that hurts, because if the teachers are worrying about their health care, they're not worrying about your child.
Okay, we've talked a lot about process. In fact, we've spent the last, 10 minutes talking about process. Let's talk about how we make these schools better and we educate the kids. Is there any program? I know we've got Zoom schools and Victory schools and Read by Three and this and that and the other thing, but they're not working. So my question is, what is the plan to get our kids back to learning the basics?
Our basics is making sure that there's a teacher in every classroom. You're about 800 short in the Clark County School District of teachers in the classroom. So if you don't have teachers in the classroom, you're not going to teach your kids. And this is a problem that's going on. We can address this. I can be on there for hours. We've got to change how these people become teachers. I mean, it takes 4 years. I don't think it should take 4 years. Higher ed's broken, and you should be able to teach when you get a Associate of Arts degree instead of a bachelor or master. But if you want to become a principal, yeah, I think that you should have your bachelor or master's. But again, I think that to get more teachers, because I'm not going to become a teacher spending, if I have student debt at $50,000-$60,000, only making $42,000 a year, Kevin.
Wow.
But that's our biggest thing, is getting teachers in the classroom, full-time teachers in the classroom. Again, this is a must, and you don't hear any of the superintendent. You haven't heard the school board trustees. They haven't brought that up, and you haven't heard higher ed. I know we were working on it with UNLV to get more teachers, a pipeline from UNLV to the Clark County School District. That all of a sudden fell to after I left, I think it all fell to the wayside. But if you don't have teachers in the classroom, your kids are not going to get educated.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former school board of trustees member and a guy that cares very desperately for your kids and for students in the Clark County School District. I'm curious about the teacher thing. What is it that's chasing teachers away?
Their pay. They need to be paid. When I first got on the school district, they were getting paid $36,000 a year. And again, add your teacher's debt, your school debt, your student debt, your house, your cost of living. You could make a living. Now, the average teacher in the Clark County School District, if they've been in there for 10 years or 20 or 12 years, is $86,000. I'm not asking off the gate to get $86,000, but I think they should start about $55,000. That way they can make a living. They don't have to be struggling, because if they're struggling at home and out away from the school, you're not going to have a good teacher in the classroom. You know, professionals need to be paid, Kevin, just like you and I. I do real estate. I need to be paid because I do a great service. You're a great radio host. You need to be paid. You're a great radio host.
Well, hopefully they'll figure this out. But there's no master plan in place, is there? I mean,
nobody's ever asked. And the last year that I was a school board trustee, we were working on addressing programs like that so they wouldn't have student debt, so they would, you know, they would have scholarships, and they would put the right people in the right, the right people in the right place. Because again, that's what's going to make a successful business. That's what you need. I want your kid to be successful. I want them to have school choice. That's why we created a lot of the magnet schools. Magnet schools are school choice, and the Clark County School District, when I left, had 32 of them. There should be many more out of those 375 schools in the Clark County School District. That's what's going to get more motivation to, and teachers love to work at magnet schools because it's fun, exciting, and the kids actually learn.
I was out last night, and I ran into a party of about 15 or 20 teachers in charter schools. Can you explain to folks that maybe don't follow this on a regular basis the charter schools and their impact on kids, on students, and on parents? Can you talk a little bit about what they are and you know, who funds them? Just kind of a primer on that.
Well, it depends on how the charter schools run, and you have private schools. The charter school gets money from, it's like the per student funding. They get that money from the state. So if per student right now is $11,115, they bring that into the fold of the charter school. So that in Acton, just like we did with AB 469, they get to pick and choose how they spend their money on your child's education and the people that they hire. And they can be more selective. And remember, you don't have a teacher's union. You don't have to mess with, you know, the BS that goes along with that. And they strictly negotiate the contract when they teach at school. So you're getting some of the top, and they're paying these teachers, you know, a good chunk of change when they're teaching your kids. So they have less distraction. So again, school choice, you have to ask the questions. They still get money from the state. So there's really not that much. But if you go to a private school like Las Vegas Dayskill, or you go to Gorman, I think Gorman's right now, your tuition is like $16,000. And a lot of parents don't have that. That's why charter schools are so important. Magnet schools are so important. But again, the decisions have to be with the parent, with the teacher, and with the principal. That's what AB 469 did. And you eliminate, like I said, the charter school has all those ingredients. The principal helps make the decision. The parents get to help make a decision, and so does the teacher and the support staff. By the way, I don't want to leave those people out because they're very vital to a school. The support staff.
Hey, Kev, it's always good to visit with you. To you, to your mom. I hope she's feeling better. I know we probably will not talk before Christmas. If we don't, I hope you have a very merry Christmas, a happy new year. We'll talk with you certainly in the new year because you are blessed with a lot of knowledge about our school district. Yes, sir.
Hey, have a merry Christmas to you and your listeners, guys. Thank you. Keep listening to Kevin. He's got great stuff. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Prosperous. I know people are struggling, but please, if you're struggling, call somebody. Please call somebody. You know, this is the time of year that we need each other.
Isn't that the truth? Kev, thanks, man. Merry Christmas. Happy
God
New Year.
You,
we'll
thank
talk to you in the new year, my friend.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board of Trustees member. He knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to education. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. That number again, 702-870-4000. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas
groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House reconciliation.